I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tarasenko, here's Perron. He dishes to Buchnevich, final 60 seconds. Kipper the save. They tied it again. Can you believe it? Robert Thomas. There's Tyler Bozak. Over to Letty. He kept it in. Puck knocked out. Bozak has it. High slot. Shooting. He scores! Tyler Bozak is the overtime hero, forcing the series back to St. Louis for Game 6.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yet another amazing game in a long series of them in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Unbelievable job by the St. Louis Blues coming back from 3-0 down, coming back from 4-3 after the Nathan MacKinnon, like this insane goal to put them up the hat trick, and then winning it in overtime, forcing a Game 6 against the Colorado Avalanche. Joining us right now to talk the Blues and the Avs, to talk the Rangers and the Hurricanes, to talk the Oilers and the Flames, and the team that awaits the winner of the Rangers and the Canes, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the two-time reigning defending Stanley Cup champions, all things Stanley Cup playoffs and betting on the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know him, you love him, as the host of Turner Sports NHL coverage. That's our pal Liam McHugh on Twitter, at Liam_McHugh. Liam, we appreciate you coming back to the show. It's Nick and Ken. How's it going?
It's good, man. It's a blur. I'm still trying to wrap my head around what we watched last night. Just unbelievable night. And St. Louis is somehow still alive here.
Yeah, Liam, I mean, MacKinnon scores that goal, which is, I feel like I'm going to be watching it like all offseason. It's just a tremendous piece of video. I mean, it seemed like it's the type of play where you go like, that's the series ender, basically. And like, it's appropriate. It makes sense. It's like one of their best players. Like, he scores that goal. Did you give St. Louis any chance to win that game?
No, I honestly, and I keep doing this to St. Louis, and so do a lot of people, where it's like, all right, that's it for St. Louis. That's the moment right. It's done for them. And they continue to come back, which is a credit to them. But I think it was also just like, it was so clean from like a narrative point of view that has to be the winner, because that has to be a goal that we remember for history. Nathan MacKinnon was that guy who, you know, at the end of last year, was so bitter and so angry with the way that they were eliminated, losing four straight to Vegas. You know, I'm going into my ninth year and I haven't won bleep was the last thing we heard from him. That was his parting shot. And he's wired a different way and wound so tight. And then he goes out and decides, I've heard everything you've said about McDavid and he's willing his team. Well, watch this. And he slaloms through, scores that ridiculous goal. The place goes crazy. And that has to be it. But this Blues team just won't go away. They refuse to go away. And that's a big credit to their players and Craig Berube, their coach. They come right back. And when they score with 56 seconds left, I will say this. If I was never more certain of anything than the Blues are going to win that game in overtime. I don't think anyone had Tyler Bozak winning it, considering he played about 7 minutes and hadn't really played since the second period. But hey, that's playoff hockey. You get all these crazy goals, and then you get a guy who no way in the world is he going to score the winner. He does, and we keep going.
Liam, I want to give you my hypothesis for how I see the rest of this series playing out and get your thought on it with the Blues and the Avalanche, and then we'll turn our attention to tonight. And we obviously saw this last year, right, with Colorado against Vegas, up 2-0 in the series, and Vegas just kind of outgrits them, out-toughs them, like the more mentally tough team. And I'm thinking after Colorado wins Game 4 to take a 3-1 lead, MacKinnon, like you so brilliantly said, slaloming to score the goal in last night's game to put them ahead, I'm thinking Colorado is over the hump, Colorado's got this, and then the tying goal, and then the winner in overtime. And I'm watching Nathan MacKinnon in the postgame press conference. I'm watching you guys on TNT. And MacKinnon goes, hopefully this can be a great lesson for us. And I'm sitting there on my couch thinking, this team is going to lose game six, and then they're going to lose game seven to a battle-tested Blues team that won the cup a couple years ago. So I see it playing out one of two ways. Either A, Colorado wins like 7-1 in game six and really gets over the hump, or the Blues win game six, and then they go to Colorado, and they win game seven, and Colorado exits in the second round for the second consecutive year. What do you think about that, and how do you see the series playing out? Game six on Friday night, the Avalanche big favorites on the road.
Okay, so I'm watching that press conference and I'm sitting next to Lundqvist, and Lundqvist is sitting there as MacKinnon's about to answer. He turns to me and goes, all I want to hear is him say, I'm excited because now I have another opportunity to win. That's all I want to hear. All I want to hear. And then he says it, and we have video. You know, you get Lundqvist like pumping his fist like he's Frank the Tank. He's all pumped up because he turns to me. He goes, I don't even care if he means it. He's like, you have to lie to yourself in this situation. He's like, you have to convince yourself that that didn't happen. You now have another opportunity. And now, granted, he's one of the all-time greats, and I'm a guy who did not play sports at a high level at all, but I'm sitting there thinking the exact opposite. I'm sitting there thinking, this is it. Like, the pressure is going to get to them. Because now it's a mind game. It is no longer a straight-up physical game. Because a straight-up physical game, no one should beat the Avalanche. On paper, they're just better than everyone else. But now you're thinking about it. And now if anything goes wrong and you have any adversity, you have to get over it and deal with it. I honestly, now I do see this going seven. And I'm now at the point where I've tilted toward the Blues. I think the Blues have no pressure. I think whenever something happens, they find a way to make an adjustment and move on. And I don't know that Colorado can handle that. And I would also say this, Darcy Kuemper, their goalie, was really supposed to be the piece that they added to change things. And throughout the season, he has been that piece. And early on in the playoffs, he was that piece. I didn't see that last night. I did not see the type of goaltending you need to have in that situation to win that game and seal it up. And that worries me a lot. Because Billy Husso is only going to get better and more confident. He's young. He gets more experience. He gets a win. That worries me a lot for the Avs.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout.
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean, I'm really fired up for the next couple of days of Stanley Cup playoffs based on those answers. If you agree with Liam, by the way, on the Blues, plus 550 to win the series right now. Market continuing to give Colorado a lot of credit, as you would imagine. The Avs minus 180 tomorrow night in Game 6 in St. Louis. This is awesome. I'm actually really happy we're doing this. Liam, let's talk about a couple of games tonight in the two series that are resuming tonight, which would both be very, very interesting. Why don't we stay in the West and do, you know, if Colorado were to advance, who would they play? That would obviously be the winner of the battle for Alberta, Edmonton, and Calgary. I know I asked you to kind of pitch that series to an American audience last time you were on. Thought you did a great job, and we've come through with, you know, fireworks, a crazy high scoring game one. McDavid and Draisaitl have both been excellent in the series. Fun, dramatic games. I'm curious kind of what you expect tonight with Edmonton, a chance to advance to the conference finals. They're plus 130 on the road at Calgary, who's minus 150. The total is 6.5. What do you make of tonight's game and the rest of the series?
Yeah, I mean, I long thought that this would be a 7-game series. I doubt that only because of one reason. I think, as we talked about, you know, sort of selling this series to an American audience, it was, hey, you never know what's going to happen. And we saw Lucic runs a goalie, people get in the fights, and Connor McDavid will be an absolute fireworks factory. And he has been. And Draisaitl's been great, too. And now Evander Kane is scoring goals like he can't stop scoring goals. So it's been awesome. The one thing that's happened that I think is shocking is that Jacob Markstrom, the goalie for Calgary, who is a finalist for the Vezina Trophy, and rightfully so, is the best goalie in the league. He's not going to win it. Shesterkin's going to win it from New York. He'll finish second, though. He's had a brilliant season. He looks lost at times. He just doesn't look like him at all. And he's a fairly big guy. And the guys next to me at the desk are saying, you know what? He almost looks small in net. That's a bad sign when a big guy is looking like there's a whole lot of net to shoot on. It means that he's just not in the right spot and he doesn't feel comfortable. And if you don't feel comfortable playing against those guys, you're in a lot of trouble. My expectation would be that Calgary would buckle down and extend this series. But I think right now, McDavid and Draisaitl are these elite athletes that have gone to a whole different stratosphere in terms of determination. And they are not letting their foot off the gas. If you give them something, they're going to take it. I think it's probably, I'm not sure it's tonight. It could be, but either way, Edmonton is getting through to the next round. The Oilers are making a run, which is also kind of fun too, because Mike Smith, who's a 40-year-old goalie, who it is an adventure every single time he's in the net. And I say that because I just love watching him. It's not always smooth. He's the type of guy on a simple save, he's all in, all over it. And on a hard save, it's the same. So your heart's racing no matter what's happening with him, even if the shot, as we saw the other night, comes from 150 feet away and somehow gets past him. Mike Smith is must-see TV because he scares you at all times, but he can get it done. And if he does tonight, the Oilers are moving on. McDavid's not letting this series slip away.
Yeah, I can appreciate what you're saying. Also, I have futures bets on Edmonton, so I prefer if Mike Smith wouldn't do that.
Yeah, we like Edmonton a lot on the show. We're big on Edmonton. We're big McDavid. Edmonton
show here. Wait, what we need Mike Smith to do is to stop letting up goals from, you know, from another province in Canada. Like, absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. We got about a minute here for this answer, maybe a little more, Liam. Just would love to get your take on the Rangers and the Hurricanes here. Carolina minus 155 tonight, the Rangers plus 130. I think the Rangers are going to win this series because Shesterkin's flashing that Vezina form here. What do you think, Game 5, who wins this series and advances to play the Lightning in the Eastern Conference Final? Have about a minute for this answer.
Yeah, I've gone back and forth on this, and I know Carolina's been dominant at home ice, and they deserve the respect. I actually think this is where the home ice dominance ends. You know, the couple games of Carolina were very close to start the series. Igor Shesterkin is now the Igor Shesterkin for the regular season, the guy who at one point during the regular season a lot of us thought should be the MVP. He has been fantastic. I think the Rangers honestly, I think the Rangers go on the road and take this. Zibanejad is going to be key because he's going to match up against Staal, and Staal's going to shadow him when he can. But if Zibanejad can have a big game, and when he gets hot, you know, if you're a Rangers fan, if Mika Zibanejad starts getting hot, watch out, because he just scores in bunches and makes plays in bunches. I think this is one of those moments where Igor Shesterkin is too good to beat, and he outduels the other team, and the New York Rangers get the win. And if they get this win on the road, they flip the series, and I think eventually the Rangers can win this series, which is an amazing thing, because after the early on in this one, I did not feel that way. But I'm starting to go, and I'm starting to lean towards that Rangers squad, because Shesterkin looks that locked in. And also, again, sitting next to Henrik Lundqvist last night, he had that look in his eye when I asked him about Igor. Like, oh, you don't want to mess with him right now. Like, this is how I felt in those big moments. So when the Kings, you know, gives you a look like that, you got to take the Rangers.
We have about 20 seconds left for this. Speaking of that look in Henrik Lundqvist's eyes, how handsome is he in person?
It's like annoying that he's that good looking, to be honest.
It's impossible, right? And you worked with Patrick Sharp too, like two of the best looking guys on the planet. Like, I can't look at these guys. Like, it angers me.
You know, I used to stand next to Milbury and Jonesy, and, you know, life is a lot easier prepping for the show. I mean, they're like, would you like makeup? I'm like, no, I don't need makeup. Do you see these two? I can stand here all day.
These guys are impossible, man. I mean, Lundqvist is the best guy on the planet. It's ridiculous.
Just being next to them. It's really unfair.
Liam, we got to roll, man. You're the absolute best. We appreciate it. Keep killing it, man. It has been an absolute joy to watch you guys crush it on Turner's coverage. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, you guys are the best. Thanks.
Hour number three, You Better You Bet, coming up right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.